Benjamin Millepied was quite busy last night. New York City Ballet premiered his dance, Quasi una Fantasia, as part of their spring gala. The next time it's performed on May 22nd might be even busier for him because he's also performing that night, although it will be in a different work, which is all part of his dual life. You see, although Benjamin Millepied is becoming recognized more and more as a choreographer, he's made works for Mikhail Baryshnikov, American Ballet Theater, and the Paris Opera Ballet, among other companies. He remains a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, and I'm delighted to have a chance now to speak with both Benjamin Millepieds. Hi.
Hello.
How did it go last night?
The dancers were truly amazing. It's really a company that always thrives on opening night, and it was great to see my colleagues dance so beautifully.
Well, what's the more dominant emotion when a work of yours premieres, anxiety or excitement?
Well, both. I think about half an hour before the curtain goes up, I turn in circles. It's you're so helpless when you're on the other side as the choreographer. It's actually much easier to be the dancer when you're in control and on the stage.
So it's relief afterward.
Absolutely.
When you were asked just a year ago if you were a resident choreographer with City Ballet, you said, oh, no, I'm just a dancer. I've been very lucky to have some opportunities, that's all. Have you changed your mind?
I'm not sure that's exactly what I said to that response. In fact, that
was the quote we got.
I know. My career has been as a dancer with New York City Ballet, my commitment to the company for years and years. It's not something that I'm ready to give up at this point.
Well, some people do choreography all along, and others wait until they start thinking about retirement.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I choreograph because I couldn't live without it. There's no such thing as waiting for retirement as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the ideas, I listen to music, I have the ideas, and the work has to be, put out there.
But didn't you also tell New York Magazine recently, I feel like now I'm a choreographer for the first time? But you've been doing this for years. Has something changed?
No, the interesting thing is, choreography is a profession where you really – you don't go to school for it. You're a dancer, and then suddenly you start having opportunities. For example, my first opportunity with a major group was with Paris Opera. So there's a really, you learn as you go. I feel that doors have opened in the sense that I've been able to experience and work in enough places that finally my skills are better and my experience is better. So I now have a much more open mind as far as what I'm able to do with a group, not just simply, have a sense of movement or choreograph a nice duet or have a much larger picture of what I do. And it's really because of experience.
Well, it's interesting that you dance first with Paris Opera, which is not surprising because you grew up in Bordeaux,
mm-hmm.
although you didn't go into the wine business. but you really established yourself here.
Yes, it was my dream really was to dance with the New York City Ballet.
Because of Balanchine?
Yes, I saw the work of Mr. Balanchine when I was about 14 years old on video, and something really spoke to me at the time. It was kind of an immediate response as a kid where it just really felt right. I mean, I come from a background of music. My whole family were musicians.
But you'd also spend time in Senegal where
I did.
Dance is a part of the culture.
Dance
was
and music, we actually lived next to a very, very famous family of drummers, the Dudu Nyanros family. So I grew up with percussion. I grew up with, my father playing around the house, my brothers. And so, dance was always something creative for me. I danced. I actually made up steps and, I think choreographed as a little kid. But music was really the driving motor. It was the source of why I do what I do.
So you always felt it in your body?
Absolutely.
And the Goretzky that we just were just listening to, which you choreographed to, is very rhythmic.
Extremely.
Would that be a major consideration when you're thinking of music to choreograph to? Or do you hear the music first and say, gee, I'm seeing certain movements, and maybe I should do something with that.
No, rhythms are extremely important, to when you choreograph, to have, to rely on, to use. It's something I usually use work that has great rhythms and syncopation. This piece of music I fell in love with about, I think, 9 years ago. It was commissioned by the Kronos Quartet it was written in 1991, so they commissioned Goretzky immediately after the Symphony No. 2. And I've lived with it for years. And I felt that it was an interesting choice for my first work for New York City Ballet, as it's very unique. And it's the first time that Gorecki's music is in the repertory of the company.
It would, because of the nature of the music, would it lead you to do something more abstract than you might do with a more traditional kind of approach to music?
Actually, this piece could not lead me to do something abstract, because in fact, as you listen to the whole thing, there's really a sense that a story was told throughout by the composer. However, he does not reveal anything about his music, about his thoughts, about what's behind it at all. It's really for people to kind of, you know, see what they're left with. So I actually really had to think about a sort of a loose narrative for this piece, which was really also an interesting thing to have to deal with, as opposed to do something abstract to really come up with a narrative.
So you came up with a narrative, and while you were listening to it, were you imagining how people would move, or is this something that you don't do until you're actually working with the dancers and the music?
No, images came very quickly. You know, it's a very theatrical, very dramatic, cinematic almost score. There are parts of it that reminded me of Bernard Herrmann's scores for, you know, of Alfred Hitchcock. So images were very, very strong very quickly. I think it really inspired me straight from the start. After, it's really a long work process between, you know, learning the score and coming up with the best possible ideas.
So you just keep on listening and reading the
score.
You ever wonder how Merce Cunningham choreographs without the music until the performance?
Well, it's a totally different process. You know, there are no rules. There are no rules. I mean, I love his work, and I actually studied his technique when I was a kid, and I have a lot of respect for him.
My guest is Benjamin Millepied, who is a principal dancer with New York City Ballet and is also the choreographer of Quasi Una Fantasy, his first work for the company, which premiered at a gala last night. There are additional performances on the 22nd at 8 p.m. and the 26th at 7:30, and if you want to know more about it, we have details on our show page at wnyc.org. When you're putting together a dance, do you encourage the dancers to contribute?
Well, they do. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is you start having images, and then dancers come to mind for parts. So they are already, before you even walk in the studio, who they are as dancers, and you know, already contributes to the piece.
So you know about their individual strengths as dancers, and you're choreographing to that? Because some choreographers will say, well, I have this, I'll have to find the dancers who can do it. Others will say, well, this dancer does that really well, so I will create a part.
Well,
I think Balanchine worked that way. You know, he'd think about what Suzanne Farrell could do. And
yes, I think first the score really was the drive for me. And then, you know, dancers came to mind as I listened to it. And then in the studio, obviously, as you watch them evolve through the work, you know, it's really like playing ping pong. It's a collaborative effort where they inspire you, and it's you know they give you back so much. It's a very interesting. It's the best, actually. The best time is in the studio.
So, how did you work out the story for this piece?
You know, it took a while. I mean, at first I actually looked for something in mythology, or I read a bunch of things, and then I finally came up with this idea. Of a journey, which I don't want to reveal too much. Actually, it's because I think it's personal ideas, and I think the work speaks for itself.
But we will recognize what the story is about
just by seeing
the dance. Because I wasn't there at the gala, but I'm hoping to be there on the 22nd, and that is a special night because you will not only be the choreographer of this piece, but you'll also be performing something, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Concerto DSCH, is that how it's said?
Yeah, a great work by Alex Rodmansky.
And music Shostakovich?
That's right.
And then your piece will be performed
right before, yes, absolutely.
Your heart's going to be beating an awful lot.
Yes, I mean, I just found out what I'm dancing that night. In fact, I didn't know what it was. It'll be interesting to watch from the wings. It always is.
Does being a choreographer affect the way you dance?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you have a, being on the other side, you get a different respect for the dancers and for the steps. I mean, you have obviously, you expect dancers to have an enormous amount of respect for the steps and what you demand. And I think being back on the other side also, you know, it gives you a very different perspective.
Well, I would imagine that when you're a dancer, you're totally in the moment. And when you're a choreographer, you're viewing the big picture.
Yeah, you're viewing the big picture, but you also have to be able to be in the moment and observe as much as possible the time in the studio to be aware of interesting things happening and how to use them. You know, there's several things like that happened in the making of this piece where coincidences took place and that I ended up, you know, using and putting into the work.
Most choreographers actually were dancers. A few have not been. But I'd imagine that when you're working something out, you become the first dancer to do the piece.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a sense of that.
And is that important? If it works for you, then you're sure that it'll work for somebody else?
Well, I mean, you adapt yourself. I mean, it's actually, it's not so, it's danger. That's actually a danger because you obviously have your own, you know, your own ability to move in a certain way. And I think you're, you know, as a choreographer, you're not trying to, you know, put on someone else what you can do. So you have to be, again, it's about observation and understanding of what the other capacities are. And
how
talents.
Much have you learned from other choreographers? Dance for Balanchine and you dance for Jerome Robbins.
Yes, absolutely. You know, very, very much. I mean, totally different things. You know, the most interesting, I think, is that for years I was dancing the repertory in a way that I simply enjoyed it, and even as a viewer, I always just kind of let it ride, let it, you know, watched and enjoyed the way Balanchine always says, the way he wanted him to watch the ballets. But I've started to really analyze the work in the last, you know, maybe 2 years.
Taking choreography seriously.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been serious about it for a long time, but I always thought that it was, I had to go outside, you know, this was my home, and, you know, I obviously felt that I learned a lot being there, but it was sort of outside that I had to find my inspiration and, you know, really experience other things, and it's really in the recent past that I realized that all the clues were at home, and it was where I had to really look to become more skilled at what I do.
Well, you created something for Baryshnikov. I'd imagine that would be rather intimidating.
It was. I'll never forget day one of rehearsals with him. You know, suddenly I had him behind me, you know, learning my steps. I thought it was extremely intimidating. But it was amazing. I mean, in minutes, he really took just the place of a dancer, and I was the choreographer. He really made me feel at ease immediately. And you know, the first day we worked, I was maybe 26 years old. So it was five years ago.
And he was already a mature dancer.
He was
somebody thinking about retiring.
Yeah, who had worked with absolutely everyone.
You have your own group as well, a pickup group?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? You take dancers that you like working with and put them together?
Yes, that's right. And I think it's also important to have projects on the side that you're totally in charge of, you know, where you can really create something it's not part of a company and it's sort of been my laboratory, you know, a place where I can create work, take it on tour, go to Europe a little bit here and there. And then it's becoming, you know, we're doing a tour this fall in France.
The group is called Danse.
Danse Concertante, yes.
And you at the Joyce.
Yes.
Which is a great place to dance, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. We had a great run there in December.
So you're going to every so often pull this group together? Does it change because somebody is going to be off with another company?
Yes, this fall I've actually, it's a group largely formed from dancers from American Ballet Theatre as well as five or six freelance dancers. I'm trying to slowly build a group that I can, you know, have more often.
Do you see a time when you'll just retire from dancing?
I mean, dance has been my life since I walk, so it's not something I'm thinking about right now.
But I could tell you, you're in great shape, but I've talked to an awful lot of dancers, most of whom kind of limp into the studio if they're older. Mm-hmm. It really is hard on the body, isn't it?
Extremely. It demands the most outstanding, you know, discipline. You have to
a lot
be
of
in
hip
class
replacement.
Every day. Yes, a lot of hip replacement. In fact, you know, knock on wood that that won't be my my case.
Well, there are some bodies that just can handle this better than others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing. There's some people who will never have surgery and people who have 6 or 7 knee surgeries.
Do you think you'd be a dancer if your mother hadn't been a ballet dancer?
I don't think my mother was not a pushy mother, a pushy ballet mother. I don't remember her ever pushing me into class. I don't think she was really truly the reason. I mean, obviously there were classes around the house. But I think it was something that I would have done no matter what. Although music was also very much an interest and a conflict at one point. I really had to make a decision.
Now, you didn't just dance for Jerome Robbins. He took you under his wing, didn't mm-hmm. he?
Yes. Jerry choreographed a work for the School of American Ballet the year I came to New York, and he just took interest in me. And he used to take me to the ballet, and we used to look at the work and discuss it. And
so he must have spotted something.
I don't know. He really was very much a friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, so we have these performances coming up, the 22nd, the 26th of Quasi Una Fantasia, which you have choreographed for New York City Ballet. Will you be performing both of those nights as well?
I'm not sure, actually. These days I look at one day at a time.
And tonight you're performing Balanchine's Scottish Symphony.
Yes, really beautiful work.
Have you done that much?
I did it on Saturday for the first time.
For the
with
first
Jennifer
time?
Ringer, yes.
When they bring back something that you did 4 years ago, how long does it take to remember how the whole thing goes?
Well, it's quite quick, actually. You know, the body has amazing movement memory, and usually when the music comes on, you know, things come back very naturally.
Hmm.
Especially with work that is, you know, so well suited to music and so natural.
I want to thank you so much for being with us, Benjamin Millepied, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet. His Quasi Una Fantasia, his first work for the New York City Ballet, premiered at a gala last night, and there'll be additional performances on the 22nd and the 26th. For more details, go to our show page. Meanwhile, you can see him dance tonight and other nights as part of the New York City Ballet. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.